If you were walking around the streets of Sydney in, say, 1964, then you look down and there, written in chalk, is the word eternity. Would you know the backstory behind it? Well, you probably would now, but back then perhaps you wouldn't. It, of course, is the tale of Arthur Stace, the Sydney sider who spent decades writing that one word in chalk all over Sydney. We know about the words, we know a little bit about the tale of why he did it, but how much do we know about Arthur Stace himself? Well, now, a lot more. A biography has just been released called Mr. Eternity, The Story of Arthur Stace. It's by Roy Williams and Elizabeth Myers. Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Who was he?
Well, he was born in 1885 in Redfern in the slums.
So he had a very tough childhood, didn't he?
Very, very tough. Unimaginably horrible. Both his parents were alcoholics. He was given up by his mother at the age of 7 to foster care. Worked in a coal mine briefly down the south coast and grew up himself to be an alcoholic and a derelict, really, by the time he'd come back from World War One.
Yeah, so he was there on the Western Front?
He was. He was a stretcher bearer on the Western Front, survived that, contracted pleurisy and spent a long time in a military hospital. But until the age of 45, he really had a dire life.
In the book, you've got quotes from him talking about his alcoholism. By his own admission, he says, "Beer drinking became wine drinking became whiskey drinking, whiskey led to gin, and gin to rum, and rum finally to methylated spirits." I mean, you're talking about the harshest of the harsh.
Indeed. Another one of his sayings was that there were times in his life he spent more time in the gutter than out of it. Towards the end, he knew he was in trouble, and he tried to check himself into a psychiatric clinic. That didn't work. He then tried to get himself locked up in jail, but the copper sent him away. He was that desperate.
There's this moment, though, where his life changes, and it's August 6th, 1930.
That's right.
And he walks into a church on Broadway. What happens?
That's right, St. Barnabas Broadway, still there. There was a very famous and great minister at St. Barnabas, Robert Hammond. And this, of course, was at the onset of the Depression. 30% unemployment. And Arthur and his mates went there, nothing to do with religion. They promised a cup of tea and a rock cake if they turned up and listened to a sermon from Hammond. And Arthur always said, and there's no reason to doubt him, that he was so moved by that sermon that he came under strong conviction of his own sin, walked across Broadway into Victoria Park just near Sydney Uni, prayed under a large fig tree, and from that night onwards, it was a changed man, never touched a drop of alcohol, completely turned his life around.
It's an amazing story. And the element of the chalk writing, it comes along a couple of years later.
Almost 85 years to the day, actually. November 1932 in Darlinghurst at the Baptist Tabernacle there. And he was there to listen to a visiting evangelist, a man called John Ridley, who preached on eternity, taking as his theme Isaiah 57:15, in which God himself is described as the one who inhabits eternity. Well, he happened to have a piece of chalk in his pocket, and he was so inspired by Ridley that he bent down there and then and wrote eternity in his beautiful copper plate style on the pavement. Although he was not illiterate, that's a myth, he'd always struggled with handwriting and a very limited education. He was so impressed by the way this word came out that he saw it as some kind of sign of a future mission. So he did it every day for the rest of his life, 37 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? Roy Williams is with us this morning. He's co-author of Mr. Eternity, The Story of Arthur Stace. The amazing Sydney character who spent so many years writing eternity in chalk on Sydney's footpaths. For a long time, people saw the chalk, but never saw the man do it.
Or if they did, they didn't know who he was. He was a mystery man, and the newspapers of Sydney in the 40s and 50s were full of speculations about who he was, why he was doing it, all of which were wrong until 1956 when a Baptist pastor named Lyle Thompson, the father of my co-author, Elizabeth, finally persuaded Arthur that he had to go public with his story because it was such an amazing story of redemption and hope. He didn't want to. He was a very humble man, very reluctant for the publicity, but he eventually agreed. And then he was a household name from the mid-50s until his death in 67.
So Elizabeth remembers dinners with him?
Yes. Elizabeth was a girl of 10 when she first met him and a young married woman when he died. Arthur had dinner at the Thompson's house in Haberfield and at the Tabernacle, of course, many, many lunches on Sundays. Yeah, they were very dear friends of his. looked after him and until his death.
His death in 1967. And yet the legend, instead of dying with Arthur, it's only grown since then. The chalk has pretty much all washed away. There are just a couple of examples left in Australia where his own handwritten chalk can still be seen.
The two we know of in chalk in Arthur's own hand, one of them, amazingly, is inside the bell of the GPO clock tower in Martin Place. We think it was during the process of reconstruction of the clock tower, because it was actually dismantled during World War II and then put back together again in the early 60s. And probably he snuck in November 1963. There's a second one in the Museum of Australia in Canberra, which he did for an old lady in the congregation at Darlinghurst. They're the only two in chalk that we know of. There's a third ink on paper which he gave and signed to May Thompson, Elizabeth's mother,
right,
as a gesture of thanks. But they're the only ones that still survive.
Okay, so the rest of the chalk's been washed away, and yet here we are talking about Arthur Stace. Pretty much everybody knows the story of Eternity. It was up there on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That's right.
Why does it live on so far past his death?
I think because the word is so resonant. So for Arthur, it had a Christian meaning, of course, judgment in the afterlife. But what he wanted more broadly to do is just make people stop and think about the big picture, about our mortality, about our place in the universe. And those are questions that appeal to everyone. There's also an amazing story about how that interest was re-sparked in 1990. The man primarily responsible was an entrepreneur called Remo Giuffre, and his trendy store in Darlinghurst.
In Darlinghurst.
Exactly, with the T-shirts. And that spawned a whole lot of cultural adaptations, documentary film, songs, an opera, tapestries. Martin Sharp, the painter, was renowned for using the Eternity theme. It just seemed to resonate with everyone. The more I researched him, the more I came to love him. And he seemed to have that effect on everyone who knew him. No one said a bad word about the man.
Well, I wonder what Arthur would make of us having a conversation about him here in 2017, and I don't know what he'd make of it. The book is called Mr. Eternity, The Story of Arthur Stace. It's by Roy Williams and Elizabeth Myers. Roy, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Robbie.